My lucky number is 10.
Okay. How did this become your lucky number? And was there something that initially introduced it? Or how were you inspired to have this as your lucky number?
Sure. Well, I play lacrosse. And my freshman year of my lacrosse team, I was given number 10. And I always, you know, liked it a lot. I did well at number 10. And I feel like it definitely is a special number for me and means a lot.
How old were you when you started having this as your lucky number?
My freshman year. So I think I was...
Freshman year in high school?
Correct, correct. So I think, what is that? Like
16?
Yeah, 16-ish probably.
All right. Was there one moment that really enforced that this was your lucky number? Maybe something that happened at Dartmouth or something that really just you, when you knew that this was your lucky number?
I don't think there was really one moment in particular. I think that my junior year and my sophomore year actually too, we won the championship for the league, and I received some honors, and number 10 was included when they put my name description and all that stuff. So I feel like it was just part of my identity, and then from there I kind of wanted to keep it and just ran with it from there.
Awesome. Was there ever a moment where you began to doubt that your lucky number wasn't lucky?
Never. No. I've always liked 10, and I think part of the reason why I like it is because I feel like, you know, when people rate stuff, they rate it out of 10, so if you're 10 out of 10, that's kind of the goal. So I kind of always strive for that.
I like that. So it's a type of metaphor for you as well.
Exactly.
What is the most notable event that's happened concerning your lucky number?
Well, in college, I'm wearing number 9, so I think the most notable event is probably that I don't have it and I'm number 9 instead. And I'm going to kind of have to readjust and kind of re-identify as a different number, but at least it's close in numbers, so that's a positive.
How does your lucky number play a role at Dartmouth and in your culture here at Dartmouth?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think Dartmouth's a very challenging place, in all aspects. And I think that whether it's academically or in lacrosse or whatever it might be, I think that if you can shoot for 10 out of 10, that you'll do well here. So I think that kind of bringing that metaphor into Dartmouth, you know, always just striving for success is something which I try to do.
Do you ever remind yourself 10 out of 10 before a test or before a practice or before a game?
I can't say I remind myself that frequently, but if I'm struggling on something, kind of reflect on high school days when I did up the number, or just on remembering what I'm striving for, and that is 10 out of 10. That is the best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we got those answered. How much do you believe that this lucky number actually has to do with the success that you've had while wearing it? Or while having that metaphor in your mind?
Yeah, sure. Being honest, I feel like not a lot. I feel like I have the success I've had regardless, but I think that there's definitely an aspect of it that is a little bit more mental, where I don't know if I would have, you know, thought of, for example, 10 out of 10 if I was wearing number 5. But I think that I'd have the success regardless.
Would you influence your child to wear the same number?
Sure. I say yeah. I think because, you know, if they want to do something and they want to do it well, I think it's a good clue and a good, I guess, key to just to always remember, you know, 10 out of 10 is the best, and that's what you should shoot for.